It's Florida Man Friday. You can't make the shit up. On this day, the 22nd of May, a Florida man was walking by a park and saw some children playing on a little playground. As any normal person, he thought this was the right time to teach these kids that babies come from inside of a woman. So he climbed atop the tallest slide, yelling some vulgar language. Then he turned to their parents and screamed, "You are welcome." This has been Florida Man Friday.
I'm gonna move this down to Florida. And I'm gonna bowl me a perfect game. I'm gonna cut off my legs down in Florida. And I'm gonna dance one legged off in the rain. Well, we see the Sydney 40-year-old blind man. And they say that it'll be digging with a Soviet year. I said, baby, I go down to Florida way. Being no kind of sex for healing that I would not do, that I could not do, said it right here. Well, I'm moving down to Florida. And you know that I'm gonna have to potty train the chairman Mao. And I'm gonna make the dummy right now do a letter child. And then I'm gonna grind me a white castle slider out in this sacred cow. Well, I'm going down to Florida, child. And I'm going to build me the atomic bomb. I'm going to hold time hostage down in Florida, child. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do, stepchild. About this time, I guess you figured out about Florida. Turn the mother water into Vaseline stains. Maybe making tadpoles the size of Mercury's in Florida. That'd be telling Julio Iglesias what to sing now. Well, whoever said this Sydney 40 was a blind man. He's the son of Elvis Presley, too. Because all the sausages that dance like Ray Bolger on the hood of a car in a traffic jam.
I'm gonna go back to Florida. flying medium today. Yeah, I settle down in Florida. But I'm gonna explode the whole thing in a couple of days. Get that boy in Florida. Teach him what to do.
Florida, United States. Where humanity's greatest minds come together to launch the world's most impressive engineering feat. However, Florida is also home to what scientists believe may be a new hominid species, Homo floridanitos, commonly referred to as Florida man, has been making headlines in recent years. This new species is known to not give a shit about anything or anyone, often tending to endanger himself and others while doing extremely bizarre and stupid things. Scientists are baffled as to how this new species formed in Florida, but they have identified certain behaviors and characteristics that are common to these specimens. Much like our doves have a close bond with Homo sapiens, such does the alligator with Florida man. In fact, alligators are so important to Florida man, they will accompany them on their favorite activity, beer runs.
Hey man, y'all got beer still? Y'all got beer still?
Alligators are even used as weapons by some Florida man. Another fascinating characteristic of Florida man are the unique facial markings that tend to appear as they enter into adulthood. In some rare cases, words can even appear, and amazingly, in one example, advertisements. As horrific as it may seem, about 10% of Florida men manage to obtain driver's licenses. Actually, they're usually not hard to spot on the road, allowing time to take evasive action when things predictably go wrong. Finally, just like Karens, Florida man cannot be bothered to put on masks and will get violent if necessary.
You're 6 feet away from you.
You're harassing me.
I'm not harassing you. You are infecting us. You're coming close to me. You're coming close to me.
Back off!
Yes.
Threaten me again!
As unfortunate as Florida man is, at least he is contained to a single state. In the next episode, we take a look at a new species taking over an entire country. Watch your man.
Gather round, kids. It's time to tell you the story of Florida man. Stan the Felony Man. Are you ready? Okay.
Stan the Florida Man has multiple felonies. Sent him straight to the camp when he's not spending time in jail. He's getting arrested for another sobriety test fail. He howls at the moon from a garbage dump. He hates Joe Biden and supports Donald Trump. He was busted impersonating a cop off duty. Vandalize the public's honor, riding with his own duty.
Yep, that's Stan, the Florida man.
Stan, the Florida man, has multiple felonies. Sent him straight to the can. The sheriff calls him a dirty pig. He robbed a 7-Eleven wearing an orange clown wig. He was caught red-handed a little while later. He robbed a sex store, he's a chronic masturbator. He tossed a toilet through a school board window. He's known as the world's worst superhero. And ran for Senate. Please remember to vote.
for Stan, the Florida man. That's our Stan, the Florida man. Stan, Stan, the Florida man has multiple felonies. Send him straight to the can. Stan, Stan, the Florida man. That's Stan, the Florida man.
Every single one. Florida is the country's dick, and I'm from Fort Lauderdale. That's near the bottom, you know. Just the tip. Welcome to South Florida. It's a melting pot. Just be careful when you're down here. One wrong move and you'll get shot. That or you'll discover the best food of your life. But watch out, because the guy who drives the food truck has a knife. Also, if you're into drugs, just be really careful. You might think you're buying blow, but it might actually be bath salts. Then you're wondering why you just came out of your blackout on the beach with a random human ear in your mouth. Welcome to South Florida. Tiny lizards everywhere you go. There's one who wears a human suit. His name is Marco Rubio. Welcome to South Florida. It's your spring break destination. You're lucky you don't live here. Enjoy your dope vacation. You're gonna hate it here in a week. This is my sunshine state anthem. It's really fucking humid, so I'm swimming through the air. Central Florida, this is Central Florida. It's the happiest place on earth. We have Goofy, Mickey, mini golf, so get your money's worth. Come and take a brochure and make a plan for later. Come and take a swamp tour and see some alligators. Go to the restaurant down the street and eat an alligator. Go to Disney, watch your kid get eaten by an alligator. We're landlocked here in Central, but there's still so much to do. And if you're thinking about college, UCF is really huge. Over 60,000 students at that university, so over 15,000 students can give you an STD. This is Central Florida, there's so much you can do. You can go to Senior Frogs and watch a Disney princess puke. This is Central Florida, the most fun part of the state. So why do all the best rides have a 2-hour wait? 2.5 for Dumbo, all it does is spin in a circle. This is my sunshine state anthem. The further north you go, 70 degrees. Throw on your winter gear. I'm really drunk at Epcot, so I'd say if Disney's just for kids, then why do they overserve adults like me at Epcot? Checkmate, haters. North Florida. This is North Florida, the bottom of the Bible Belt. We love Jesus, we love Trump, and we love capital punishment. We're single-issue voters here, and that issue is abortion. The heart starts beating 18 days after conception. Did you write that down? It's okay if you didn't. We have billboards on every corner, so you don't fucking forget it, sinners. Southern hospitality and faith is our cornerstone. That and drinking Bud Light in my manufactured home. It used to be Corona, but now I'm scared. If you've never had a boiled peanut, honey, bless your heart. Get them at any Wawa or gas station mini-mart. This is North Florida. It may as well be Georgia, but at least we ain't no hippies like them folks in California. This is North Florida, and if you come around my house, I'm gonna shoot you, because we gotta stand your ground. It's full out. None of that in-practice hippie bullshit. This is my sunshine state anthem. Keep America great. The further south you go, the more adult film stars you'll get to know. So, are you a gator, a knoll, or a fucking loser? My buddy works at Florida State Prison as an executioner. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and you're in my thoughts and prayers if you don't agree. This is my sunshine state anthem. It's far from a perfect state, but it made me who I am today. Florida, you're like totally crazy. Florida, you amaze me, and I don't think I'd have it any other way, because without the sunshine state, I wouldn't be the same. I'm really glad I moved to Colorado, that's true, but damn it, Florida, sometimes I miss you, and you know what, Florida, I'll see you again soon, because my grandparents still live there.
Knows where the only guess is from where the wild wind blows. They say he's got guns for hands, hand grenades for toes. Florida man's mother was old, Mother Meth herself. His father was a Mongol from the Asiatic shelf. His background gives him super strength and almost perfect health. Florida man's fighting to do the best he can, and if he should fail, why, he'll never show the pain. Florida man's a rebel. Some say he's a god with a liver like Swiss cheese and an erection like an iron rod. The cops say he's a criminal with a state that time forgot. Been busted in scenarios that are hard to understand, but all of us Americans just love to be his fans. Florida man's coming, not a bird or plane. He's drunk and high and almost certainly insane. Never mind the others, he's his own hurricane. Protest, just a dangerous charade. So Florida man got really drunk and flew over the street. He found Florida boy in an alley, not at all discreet. But Florida man didn't punish him because the meth was super sweet. Thank you.
should peruse your local paper. You'll find one dude who's always on a caper. He don't really think before he chews. So he's 90s bastard all across the news. When you turn the dial to action 20, stories of his exploits number 20. A drunken night get caught on shaky cam. Sure you have heard of Florida Man. Florida Man is found with 40 skulls. Not skeletons, just skinless heads concealed inside the walls. Tomorrow, last night's headline, you'll recall. Florida Man drives tank through library walls. Oh, Florida Man, oh, Florida Man. Why do you try to take command of Magic King's parking tramway, man? Oh, Florida Man. Judge says bail fence set at 50 grand. Oh, Florida Man. Chasing the power wheels, he's on the land. Oh man, oh Florida man, get out of that state while you still can. Florida man's a staple of your evening. He's been causing trouble every second he's been breathing. Florida man, 12 stories up a tree. Throwing feces at your nieces while he's high on PCP. Florida man kidnaps a local pimp. Robs three banks and leaves the scene by means of my dead whip. Florida man will break into your house. Steal kitty litter, crap your bed, and leave white head as a mouse. Florida man's found out back with a gator. Making love and didn't even bother to stay her. Florida man will bump down 39s. Tonight by nights at medieval times. Florida man, oh Florida man. He's forever cheating death and punching cops and cooking meth. Oh man, oh Florida man. Organizing big sales for the clan. Oh Florida man. Tickets to Valhalla. Solid gold for double price at just $100. Florida man was fired from his job. That walk of flock of crocodile has got him higher than God. Florida man is always on the map. Smoking crack and popping caps down at the local Greyhound track. Florida man mails snakes to Uncle Sam. God forbid you live near Florida man. Florida man kidnaps the geeks from Portal. Cause he got the great idea they'd make his dog immortal. Florida man strips down to his birthday suit. Covering himself entirely from head to toe. Stem to stern and ketchup. Running through the streets yelling profanities at tourists and orphans and nuns before jumping off an overpass onto a homeless guy. Cutting through several large public areas and suburban yards. Jumping through your living room window. Not your brand new 50-inch plasma screen. OLED 4K 3D TV over onto the ground. Shattering the television. Glass coffee table and your favorite cat underneath. And then empties out and eats the contents of your vacuum cleaner. We'll make a direct dot contact with you and masturbating furiously. I got nothing for that one. Oh, Florida man, Florida man. I'll hit her with a taser, but it didn't seem to faze her. Florida man, oh, Florida man. Every local business wants a man. Oh, Florida man, oh, Florida man. Every word is quite legit. You really just can't write this shit. Oh, man, oh, Florida man. Seems the human race is truly damned. Florida man, Florida man, you remind us that we're all descended from orangutans. Oh man, Florida man, get out of that state while you still can, or else you'll become the very next Florida man.
I'm looking at the news, see the headline. Something's going wrong in the state of sunshine. A man drank on his booze, stepped out for more. He took his pet alligator to the liquor store. Every other day I'm reading about the Florida man. Giant tattoo all over his face. The cops came around, they didn't take a chance. They found an active meth lab stuffed down his pants. Every other day I'm reading about the Florida man. He defied evolution, tried the best he can. He's walking down the road, shame, wearing no clothes, just the skin on his frame. Got taken down to jail by the cops on the beat. They put him in the car, he tried to eat the seat.
Viral sensation is taking over social media and has tons of people laughing. It's called the Florida Man Challenge, and it's making its rounds on Twitter. It's pretty simple to participate. Twitter user G_Fatima issued the challenge to enter the words Florida man, followed by your birthday, into a Google search and sift through the results to see what a man from the Sunshine State did on or near your birthday. For example, on December 8th, a WFTS headline reads, quote, Florida man yells there's no Santa at holiday event. There are some really bizarre headlines. If someone has a November 19th birthday, their search might turn up this one from WTVJ saying, quote, Florida man on bicycle arrested after tussling with police at Taco Bell. Or this one from radio station KSKY for a January 28th birthday saying, quote, Florida man quits his Burger King job, steals all of their chicken nuggets. The official Twitter Moments handle even joined in on the fun with this tweet saying your new zodiac sign is the headline that comes up when you participate in the challenge.
Don't like him, but it sure does get my business. He stands up for what he believes. So don't come down here trying to change things. We're doing all right in the Sunshine State. Stay out of our business, leave our gov alone. Take it to the bank. He don't care what Brandon thinks at the White House. Yeah, he's fighting for the right to keep our state free. Well, he's taking on the slump and he's calling out Dr. Fauci. He's the only one fighting for you and me. Have our freedom. We can still see our friends and family. Oh, our kids are in school and we can go to church on Sunday. And it's all because the Santa knows how to lead. He's red, white, and blue. Oh, down in sweet Florida, he's shooting us straight, telling us the truth.
Yeah. Okay, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome once again to the Bit Slap. And there could be no doubt about what we're celebrating today. I've been warning you about this, and here it is. Florida Man Friday, just like the lady said. We started with the Butthole Surfers. I lived in Florida once. I wouldn't recommend it. Planet Earth, Florida Man. Don't know who did that. Stan, the Florida Man, was Sarah Kester Ross, who also did the Florida Man Friday thing up top. Let's see, Jonathan Mann, one of his Song A Day things. That was the legend of Florida Man. My Sunshine State Anthem was a gal named Shelby Taylor. I think she's got a lot going for her. She's in Colorado, for one thing. Ballad of Florida Man, two songs with the same name. The first one was Fletcher Roden, R-H-O-D-E-N, and then Smaboy, S-M-A-B-O-I, okay, whatever. The Alex Skolnick Trio gave us the Florida Man Blues. And then Sweet Florida, about that piece of crap down in Florida, Ron DeSantis. Remember him? Yeah, he's a Florida man. Be careful. Be very careful. In between, we heard something about the Florida Man Challenge. You know, if you Google Florida Man and your birthday. And I did that for today, May 27th, and I got this, quote, Florida man arrested for grand theft after trying to walk out of a store with AK-47s, plural, mind you, stuffed down his pants. All right? You can't make this shit out. So there it is. And a little couple of stats. We have 26 items on our thing today, and 13 of them have the name just Florida Man, okay? As opposed to back in 2021, we did a similar show. 24 items named simply Florida Man, including one of my instrumental breaks. However, I have a hold folder which has 28 items sitting in it, 21 of which are named simply Florida Man. Don't tell me there's not something going on here, all right? So anyway, let's get back. We have much to cover. These are all the songs with titled Florida Man, all right? Enjoy.
To court, wins case. Florida man, most famous of all. You might meet him if you went to the mall. The media mentions him every day, and here's more of what they say. Florida man, seen riding bicycle with iguana duct tape to handlebars. Florida man tries to convince women to buy, cook, and eat iguana duct tape to handlebars. Florida man bans officials from using terms like climate change and global warming. Florida man's face swells up after getting bitten while kissing a poisonous water moccasin. Florida man, the most famous of all. You might meet him if you went to the mall. The media mentions him every day, and here's more of what they say. Florida man found drinking beer in stranger's house, claims he lives there with Mariah Carey. Florida man impersonates police officer, accidentally pulls over real police officer. Florida man claims he's Thor as he tries to stab cop with his own badge. Florida man asks federal judge to ban Kim Kardashian and Kanye West from Florida. Florida man, in a chase and stolen front end loader. Florida Man has higher ratings than Governor Rick Scott. Florida Man butt dials victim, leaves voicemail explaining crime he's about to commit. Florida Man threatens to blow up IRS building while claiming to be a squirrel. Florida Man, the most famous of all. You might meet him if you went to the ball. Media mentions him every day, and there's plenty more to say. Florida Man, the most famous of all. You might meet him if you went to the mall. Media mentions him on every day, cause he's an icon of the Sunshine State. Florida Man.
Check Twitter and what do I read? A headline that I can't unsee. Nearly defying gravity, man climbs a flagpole, takes a pee. He's at it again, that Florida man. Some things he does, they just ain't right. On one stormy summer night, he grabbed his rifle, boy took aim, tried to shoot down a hurricane. He's got his own ideas, that Florida man. Sets hospital bed on fire to get nurses' attention. Breaks into home, tries on blouse, makes breakfast. Sunshine State is his home base, swears that it's his favorite place. He smoked a joint, he drank a case, and he tattooed Florida across his face. Now the cops can't miss him, Florida man. Strong-willed to the bitter end, he skipped parole, did not attend. Police tried to apprehend, he broke into jail to see his friends. Not the brightest boy, that Florida man. Was horny but not too smart, nearly lost his private parts, got buck naked, humped a tree, then tried to punch the deputy. His life's one long adventure, Florida man. Hijacks a motorized scooter and exposes himself in front of Walmart shoppers again. Something flipped inside his gourd. Either he was crazy or just plain bored. He attacked a jogger with a ninja sword. Then he yelled 10 points like he just scored. He's got a nose for trouble, Florida man. He broke into a school when he got there. Smeared feces and whipped cream everywhere. When the cops arrived and asked him why, he replied, well, I'm just high. He sure gets things accomplished, Florida man. Sitting on a roof in his underwear, has no idea how he got there. He had to make a number two, he slipped and fell when he got through. That's just his way, Florida man. Yeah. To get an alligator drunk, the gator got mad and bit his junk, nearly tore him right in half. He just fell back and laughed, got a high threshold for pain, that Florida man. It's hard to believe his luck. He clung to the side of a semi-truck, tearing ass down 75. When the truck pulled over, he was still alive, wearing nothing but a bra, that Florida man. Threw a snake through a Wendy's drive-through window because they forgot the fries. Oh, he's got a temper. How he survives is a mystery. Every day he makes history. Not the sharpest tool in the shed. He doesn't think two steps ahead, but he's doing the best he can, that Florida man.
I was watching the news the other night. I couldn't believe my eyes. A man burned down a Burger King for giving him stale fries. I wondered where he came from. A person so deranged, there can't be others like him. But then I heard his name. He's Florida Man, well, Florida Man. He's wrestling alligators with a tall boy in his hand. He's Florida Man, oh, Florida Man. And chances are he isn't wearing pants. I've seen him in Orlando, punching Mickey Mouse, or hanging out in Gainesville with meth lab in his house. He doesn't take no baths, he only takes the salts, and if you try to stop him, he'll bite your face right off. He's Florida Man, whoa, Florida Man. He's wrestling alligators with a tall boy in his hand. He's Florida Man. Well, Florida Man. And chances are he isn't wearing pants. You'll find him in a Walmart from Tally to the Keys. With a mullet past his jean shorts, he's a whole nother inbreed. He's somewhere in the nude beach, hidden cameras in the sand. He can't spell vigilante, but takes the law in his own hand. He's Florida Man. Well, Florida Man. He's wrestling alligators with a tall boy in his hand. He's Florida Man. Well, Florida Man. And chances are he isn't wearing pants. So if you're looking for excitement, there's a secret not well kept. You can go on down to the Sunshine State, and you can meet him there yourself. He's Florida Man, well, Florida Man. He's wrestling alligators with a tall boy in his hand. He's Florida Man, oh, Florida Man. And chances are he isn't wearing pants, oh yeah. Chances are he isn't wearing pants.
Stare and they look at me to think I'm a skunk ape. the internet just the other day when I read an article that made me say no way. It said this man had a plan to get himself fries and a shake, and 'cause he didn't get a straw, he began to defecate right in the middle of McDonald's. It was quite a mess. The smell became unbearable. The customers were distressed. The cops came in, and he resisted the arrest. Then he puked on the officers, but he did it with success. I wondered, who's this guy? He looked so high and fried, and he had missing teeth and scabs all over his face and two black eyes. I wondered, what's his name? I reread the article, and it came to me, this man who doesn't give a damn was named Florida Man. He's Florida Man. So I went on Google and Googled more about this dude. He had so many stories, so many crazed and crude, like the time he pissed in his boss's drink. Then when he got fired, well, he made such a big stink. He went home, grabbed his gun, then went to shoot his boss in the head. Put the gun in his pocket, then leaned down and shot his dick instead. Or the time he got pulled over for drinking as he drives. He said the charge was bullshit, 'cause he only swigs at stop signs. I wonder, who's this guy? There's so much logic he defies. Why would I even try to figure out? Still, I am obsessed, and the guy gets so much press. So clearly, I am not alone. I can't postpone reading about Florida Man.
Florida Man says drugs on his ass are his. Florida Man does his favorite shampoo and juice. Florida Man eats the rest of his face. When asked why, Florida Man says because he thought he liked the taste.
That's Florida Man. Just like a villain in a gnarly movie, and I've become a fan. So I wanted so badly to meet this guy. I looked for his contact info. It came as a surprise. He lived in so many towns and always has a different face. It was then that I had realized there just was no way to track down this man. He's a master of disguise. Yet he gets arrested daily, then tells tall tales and lies. They lock him up, but soon enough he's on the streets again. They can try to hold him down, but they can never beat Florida Man, no.
And I know I can be just like Florida Man and lose all my senses and act senseless and just not give a damn. Live life as I please, be a social disease and take the fame and entertain every day. Yeah, just like Florida Man.
Florida Man starts a day off with a kilo shot. Florida Man says how the bar was smoking pot. Florida Man always planning his kiss on floor that no one understands except for Florida Man.
I traveled all around this country from New York to L.A., but I wind up back in Florida, and I guess that's where I'll stay. I'm a Florida man, got the sand in my tooth. When I'm out in California, I get them go home to Florida blues. you might think I'm bragging when I tell you about my state. But there ain't nothing in Florida I don't appreciate. I'm a Florida man, got the sand in my shoes. When I'm out in California, I get them go home to Florida blues.
Tell you a tale of a legend, a scary legend indeed, the legend of Florida Man.
Crazy.
He's legendary, legendary. Heard his guts.
He's kind of scary, kind of scary.
Man, he's a legend.
He's legendary, legendary.
Heard he crazy.
He's kind of scary.
Florida Man, Florida Man, arrested for stabbing victims with no arms and no hands. Damn, Florida Man, Florida Man. They said he had a meth lab in his pants, stashing his ass. The legend's always getting naked when he doing his drugs, or the time he shot his dick off when he sat on his gun, or the time he hid in the lake running from cops and then got ate by alligators. Man, that's funny as fuck. He licking doorbells and making love to his dog. Dude don't care, he at the gym rubbing and shit on the walls.
Ugh. I heard she crazy.
She's legendary, legendary.
I heard she's nuts.
She's kinda scary, kinda scary.
Lady's a legend.
She's legendary, legendary.
I heard she crazy.
She's kinda scary. Florida woman, Florida woman. A bunch of southern witches practice brujeria in the governor. Florida woman, Florida woman, why you have to flick the fuck off, put your kid in the oven? She's stashing meth in the vag, a Rolex in the vag, a crack pipe in the vag, or an alligator in the pants. You know what's funny? She robbed the Arby's, then the dummy called the cab. She was high prop, shit made me laugh. Caught stealing at the beauty store to feed her habit. On the way to jail, she rubbed one out inside the paddy wagon. Ugh,
crazy.
He's legendary, legendary.
Heard he's nuts.
He's kinda scary, kinda scary.
Man, he's a legend.
He's legendary, legendary.
I heard he crazy.
He's kinda scary. Florida man, Florida man. A CO committing murders, also part of the Klan. Damn, Florida man, Florida man. He masturbates in Mickey D's and gets a lifetime ban. Or he's up in a Target, jerking off on the shoppers. Or he's in the Burger King, making love to his whopper. He busy breaking into cop cars with cops inside the car. A true rock star, smoking crack inside the Walmart. Or when he googled how to burn a house down and burnt the house down. Don't ever drive 95 headed southbound.
Florida man arrested for practicing karate by kicking swans in the head. Florida man robs bank, strips naked, then runs down the street throwing stolen money everywhere. Florida man arrested for trying to pay bar tab with a rock. deserve. He is Florida Man. Into restaurant, strips naked, eats noodles he brought from home, and plays bongos. Florida man says Jesus told him to drive Ferrari off dock and into sea. Florida man tries to steal $500,000 worth of tequila on New Year's Eve. Florida man spends hours outside Christmas festival yelling at kids about how Santa isn't real. Florida man burst through wall with pants around his ankles as he attempts to rob a car dealership. He is Florida Man.
syringes found in his rectum are not his.
Florida man, Florida man, doing the things a Florida can. What's like, it's not important, Florida man. Is he a wreck, or is he a mess? Or maybe he's just simply stressed. Or maybe he's under house arrest. Nobody knows, Florida man. Triangle man, triangle man hates Florida man. They had a fight, triangle wins, triangle man. Florida man, still doing things a Florida can. What's he like? Still not important, Florida man. Whatever he doesn't give a damn. Storing bath salts and burying the ham. He don't wanna know what he does that at hand. It's better left unsaid, Florida man. Normal man, stares in shock at Florida man. Wonders how he can even stand. Normal man, just stands by, watches in awe as Florida man makes love to a saw. All that blood, I think that's all he can really stand. Normal man. Triangle man, triangle man, triangle man hates normal man. We have a fight, triangle wins, triangle man.
We'll be right back. There's a man from the swamps of Tallahassee. Don't care much for convention. He gonna be what he wants to be. Who's this man?
Who's this man?
That no one and everyone has seen. Who's this man?
Who's this man?
I know it can only be. Who runs naked through a dairy farm? Florida man, Florida man. Who never fears any bodily harm? Florida man, Florida man. Who's made love to a dozen trees? Throws tennis balls that are full of bees. Who tries to bite every cop he sees? Florida man, Florida man. Florida man, Florida man. He lives in his van, he's Florida man. Florida man, Florida man. He has sex with a can, he's Florida man. Florida man, who robbed a bank with a rubber duck? Florida man, Florida man. Never gave a flip or gave a fuck. Florida man, Florida man. Who steals a truck without making a sound? Who made a tarp into an evening gown? Whose grandma makes the best meth in town? Florida man, Florida man. Florida man, Florida man. He lives in his van, he's Florida man. Florida man, Florida man. He votes Republican, he's Florida man. Florida man. Baseball with a feral cat. Florida man, Florida man. Tried to stab his boss with a sewer rat. Florida man, Florida man. Who snorts crank then screams in the street? Whose favorite food is human meat? Who gave Marco Rubio a Senate seat? Florida man, Florida man. Florida man, Florida man. He lives in his van, he's Florida man. Florida man. Florida man, Florida man, Florida man. Flash in the judge, flash in the jury, flash in the bailiff, flash in his attorney, flash in anyone and everyone that he can. 'Cause he's Florida man, Florida man, Florida man, Florida man.
Grandma says next batch gonna be ready on Tuesday.
Okay, don't say I didn't warn you. And I will also warn you that there is an imminence of a Waffle House show coming up again soon. I have 80-some-odd items in the folder for that. You think it's going to be fun whittling them down? What I do for you people, you just don't understand. Anyway, be that as it may, there were too many songs with the same name, and I kept getting them confused, so I just decided to let it arrange itself in alphabetical order. And this is what you had, 13 of them, starting with Big Tiki, who's a guy named Steve, what is that? My eyes fail me. Steve Boros, okay. Bobby Mitchell was the second one. Brian Newman, Brooks Reed, Christo Renee, R-E-N-E-L, Renell, I'm sorry. I just had eye surgery and they're not back yet. We heard from Chief Chuck Penny and the Scorpions. Guess what? It's called Florida Man. Cardinal Sin, after that. Ed Kibage. And then a guy named Florida Man doing a song called Florida Man. Okay, just rounding it out. Hannibal Spector after that. Kennedy Blackwell. And Rock and Roll Panda did that little rock and roll thing right before the end here. The end was by Ross Childs featuring Jake Dwyer. Okay, so coming up, a couple of things that may explain the phenomenon. I don't know if it's true or not, but give it a try. Let's take a listen to this because it makes a little bit of sense as much as anything else does. All right. Meantime, I will see you next week. We will not have a Waffle House show next week. I'm going to need a couple of stiff drinks for that one, all right, and more and more coffee. So, but I will see you next week with something, because I always have something, right? Except when I don't. See ya.
What's Florida, man?
Florida Man is responsible for a large percentage of abnormal incidents that occur in Florida. Think of him as an alt-right Johnny Appleseed. No one knows his true identity, date of birth, what he looks like. That's why headlines always say Florida Man. Florida Man shoots unarmed black teenager. Florida Man bursts into ex's delivery room and fights new boyfriend as she's giving birth. Florida Man steals a car. Goes to Checkers. Florida Man beats a flamingo to death. Florida Man found eating another man's face.
Why would anyone even do that?
To prevent black people from coming to and or registering to vote in Florida, come on.
Of course.
Yeah.
You want to turn the music back on?
Yeah, sure.
Florida, God's waiting room. It's home to theme parks, the Everglades, your peepaw, and of course, Florida Man.
Police report before committing a sexual act on a tree, yelling he was a god.
Suspects tried to start a fire with spaghetti sauce.
Was karate kicking those birds and attacked two people.
Every week there's a new headline out of Florida. Wild, shocking, unnecessarily sexual.
Masturbating at a bus stop, told police he was Captain Kirk.
But have we ever stopped to ask the question, why? Something's happening to men in Florida, and it can't just be a coincidence. As a future Pulitzer-winning journalist, it's my responsibility to uncover the truth, to reveal what lies beneath the swamp, to answer the question, what makes a man Florida Man?
Florida Man. Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Florida Man.
First thing I did was some heavy back-channeling, mostly on Craigslist and Facebook. I needed to locate some of these real-life Florida men.
First up was Robbie. Last July, he ran into a liquor store with a live alligator for some reason.
Florida man Robbie Stratton decided to bring an alligator with him while making a beer run.
Yeah, I definitely regret it. It was stupid.
Talk to me about the night that you became Florida man.
Can't really tell you much about that night. There's too much alcohol involved that night.
Not just alcohol, though. There's probably a deep-rooted conspiracy.
No, it was alcohol.
What was it about Florida that made you do what you did?
It was hot. It was humid.
The heat makes you do crazy things.
The heat makes you do crazy things. Alcohol makes you do crazy things.
But isn't there something that all Florida men share? There's something behind it.
Mental health issues?
No, that couldn't be it. And this wasn't the only man affected.
He's been hit with charges after pictures in this video showing him handling an alligator, which he posted, were seen by law enforcement.
A real name, Jordan Bedford, but I go by the Alligator Man.
Okay. Alligator Man, what's the common factor among all Florida men?
We all different. Well, I'm different from the rest because I do the wrong thing in the right way, if that makes sense.
No.
No? See, you're not from Florida, so you don't understand my language, what I'm talking right now, but I do the wild things. Anything you think of, I probably do it.
Anything?
I catch gators.
Anything?
Anything. Well, not anything, but basically anything when it comes to the reptile animals. Mainly the alligators, though. Wait, like here in Florida, you're not allowed to catch an alligator. I mean, I didn't know that before, but I know now. I just had a little fun, put them on a leash and dance with the last one they seen.
What kind of dancing did you do with the alligator?
The alligator man dance. You got to kick your feet. Spell alligator in the sand as you're dancing, as you're going around, you spell an alligator and you end it with the stump. The alligator man got a commercial too.
You have a commercial?
Yeah, he got a commercial. He got a theme song. Everybody seemed like, nah, 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 it's the alligator man.
That is 100% the McDonald's jingle.
Well, it's the alligator man's on now.
I see what you're saying about doing the wrong thing in the right way and how it works.
It worked.
Where do you find alligators in Florida?
If there's a lake, there's a gator. I promise you. That's everywhere. There's gators everywhere.
These chairs are very hard to get up out of.
She gone.
So many Florida men. So many f***ing alligators. Surely there's a Florida man who's normal.
Hi, Missy. I am Captain Silky Silvertips, and I hail out of the island called Marathon, down in the Florida Keys.
Cool. And you're a pirate?
Well, I'm a pirate most of the day. When I'm not, I'm a landscaper.
What could a landscaper pirate possibly have done?
A man dressed as a pirate is accused of shooting his gun on the 7 Mile Bridge in South Florida.
So I took out my flintlocks.
Oh.
To shoot at the sun. Now, mind you, there was no projectiles.
Yeah, you can put that. You know,
simply gunpowder,
just
right?
Just put it away. Why do you defend what you did?
Well, I defend my Second Amendment right.
Your Second Amendment right to shoot a gun into the sun?
Yeah, why not?
How exactly did you become a Florida man?
To become a Florida man, you must first be a Florida boy and experience the life that it gives you as a boy to hone your skills to be, in my case, a Florida pirate man.
Have you always been a Florida man?
Ah, no. Originally, I hailed from Chicago.
Oh, so you're a transplant.
I was then. But since then, I've lived my entire life here in the Keys.
What do you think is behind every Florida man?
Must be in the water that we're drinking down here to drive us to what we do.
It's a water conspiracy.
And women.
Women?
Yeah. They're the ones that drive you crazy.
And while I was running away from these unusual men, I was heading towards some new ideas. There had to be a common thread. What was I missing? There was something different about this state. So many Florida man stories filling the news. Did Florida reporters know something I didn't? I went to an undisclosed orange grove to meet a very casually dressed journalist to find out.
What can you tell me about these Florida man stories? I mean, I have my own research, but
sure.
You just give me yours just so we can compare notes.
Yeah, I mean, they are true. People do weird things here in Florida, and it gets into the news.
Yeah. But no shit.
Yeah, a major factor is that we went from being the least populated southern state in 1940 to now being the third most populous state in the country.
Sure.
We've got
this nerd knew a lot about Florida, and while he mostly rambled, I was connecting the dots.
We built tons of homes everywhere where there used to be just wilderness.
If there's a lake, there's a gator.
You can get just about any kind of weapon you want here.
This is me knife.
49th among the states in funding for mental health treatment.
Mental health issues?
Another big factor is Florida was the first state in the nation to pass this landmark law called the Sunshine Act that says that basically any government document is available for reporters to go in and see. Police reports, for instance, are all open for inspection by reporters.
And that's when it hit me, the missing piece of the puzzle.
By a guy named Emery Ridcroft.
Shut up. That's it.
What's it?
It's the Sunshine Act.
Yeah?
It's not what causes Florida Man. It's why we hear about Florida Man.
Yeah, pretty much.
I just figured it out all by myself. I'm a genius.
Florida Man has been the butt of countless jokes, but maybe that's not fair. Well, this guy was pretty weird. The Sunshine Act makes it easier to discover Florida Man stories, but I was just scratching the surface. We may not hear about them as much, but it turns out there are Florida men in every state.
He tried to shoot the moon.
Dog shoots its owner.
Masturbating at the emoji.
And while Florida will always be America's petri dish of batshit behavior, the truth is, there's a little Florida man in all of us.